Last time we discussed how the Chofetz Chaim explains to us how it is that people are speaking Lashon Hara, not realizing how bad it is, the einish that a person can get for it. The Chofetz Chaim over here in part 4 of the Hakdama, as I mentioned last time, we haven't even got to the Halachas, but the Hakdama over here, part 4, the Chofetz Chaim explains something amazing. And that is, now that he's explained to us how bad Lashon Hara actually is, and the effects that it has on ourselves, the Chofetz Chaim wants to explain something interesting. If we know how bad it is, why do we continue and continue and continue to speak Lashon Hara? Explains the Chofetz Chaim as follows. Va'achshava lodas zois. How is it that in Aveira, says the Chofetz Chaim, that we've explained being one of the worst of the worst, we've put it on the same level of the big three, Gilei Reish, Shefichas Hasdama, and Avodah Zarah, and yet it's become something so hefka, so easy, so normal? What's the pshat? Says the Chofetz Chaim, "V'espinanti shezehu mikama sibois." I have a few reasons why this is so. There's two different types of people, says the Chofetz Chaim. You've got the regular unlearned person, and then you've got the learned person. Each of them have their yetzahoras fine-tuned for them. Says the Chofetz Chaim, "Ahomon einu yodim klal shezalosh nharu lafila le'emes." The people that don't know much, you know what they think? As we mentioned right at the beginning, right? They think Lashon Hara is when you speak not nice, not wrong, not correct, not MS things. When you say the not truth, when you lie about somebody else, therefore, when you say the truth, it must be okay. That's a big mistake, as we know. So they think it's okay. Well, the Bali Torah, what about the people sitting and day all day learning the big Talmid Chachamim? Af Oysom, Shinispo Lehem, and his Amas Lem, Shinispo Lashon Hara, Filo Lehem. Now, these guys know Hilchos Lashon Hara, right? So they know, of course you can't speak Lashon Hara, even if it's true. So what's their Yitzhahara telling them? Yeshmem, Kamosh Yitzhahara, Mate Oysom, Befnim Achimim. Oh, said the Chofetz Chaim, these guys have a whole different Yitzhahara. The people that know, like us, Baruch Hashem, we know that Lashon Hara applies afilu if it's true. So what's our Yitzhahara going to trick us? Which tricks is he going to use to get us to speak Lashon Hara if we know that fact? Says the Chofetz Chaim Echot. Number one. Should take of machshav yitzchora by yayonov esaish shum sapolov lechoynef for oimel mitzvah of parnas as a chanefim v'rishayim. Really, the yitzchora is going to tell you that guy? That guy? Huh? He's a guy that makes out he's a great tzaddik in front of the ganze welt, and in private he's a big balaveira and does all sorts of terrible things. And therefore, this Talmud Chacham gets up and he thinks, it's a mitzvah to tell everybody. This guy's making out like he's the biggest tzaddik, and everybody has to know he's not a tzaddik. And therefore, it's a mitzvah to speak about him. That's what the Yitzhar does to that guy. Sometimes the Yitzhar will tell you, how they play new Baal Machloikis. Oh, this guy is a Machloikis thinker person. He causes arguments in Klal Yisrael. What's going on? Of course you speak Lashon Hara about such a person. That's what the Yitzhar tells you. All the certain heterim, maybe in front of three people. And unfortunately, he's confused. He said, "What do you mean? Even if he was standing here, I would say the same thing." And therefore, you think that that's a reason to be meikel and say Lashon Hara. All of a sudden, the Yitzhahara uses every maimer chazal and he twists it and he turns it till it makes it seem that what you're doing is a mitzvah. Where the Chofetz Chaim takes that to pieces and shows Chas v'Shalom. Sometimes the Yitzhahara comes with a different mahalach. This is not really Lashon Hara. Keep going. It's important information, people have to know it. What is the general rule? Yitzhahara's got one of two ways. Either he'll tell you that what we're speaking right now, it's not really Lashon Hara, which is why most people think they're not even speaking Lashon Hara at the time, because the Yitzhahara is drilled into them that this is not really called Lashon Hara. Or the other option is Shall ish kozel lo tzivtzah Torah be'isa lashon hara. That person you're allowed to speak about. And therefore one of those two things are for people that know the halachos, but yet still the Yetzer Hara manages to chap them. Let's say for example, the Yetzer Hara comes to you after the shame, and you knows that you know all these Eitzes and all these tricks, and you're not going to buy it. What is he going to do now? He goes the opposite direction. Comes along the Eitzer Hara, and he's so machme to you. Everything you say that you speak is Lashon Hara. And every time you say something, Eitzer Hara says, oh, by the way, that's Lashon Hara. Oh, you said that, by the way, that's Lashon Hara. Oh, you're about to say that, by the way, that's Lashon Hara, right? Then came, he actually has high table being said, what want to do? I can't even speak. In Loish Yipos, the government, meaning, you know, unless basically I live like a hermit, lock myself in a room, and won't speak to anybody. It's exactly what the snake was trying to do. Sha'amai told Chava, Afki Omele Kim, Loisoichum, we call Eitzagan. Forget about speaking. What about accepting Lashon Hara? People don't even know there's an issa to sit and listen to someone else speak Lashon Hara and accept it. Even if you only believe it in your heart, you're allowed maybe be choishish to suspect that you're allowed, but to actually accept it, never. We can't even explain there's so many things. It's these reasons. The whole halacha of Lashon Hara, Shmiras HaLashon, has completely become ignored, become habitual, become normal, become part of life, part of social living. You have to speak, and as far as speaking is speaking about other people, v'chole, and nothing leads to the other. Why? Says the Chofetz Chaim, let me explain you the reason. Most people speak what they want to speak. Whatever comes into that noodle up there, that goes into that mouth, goes straight out. Whatever they think, they say. Nobody thinks twice for a moment, hold on a minute. Maybe I'm speaking Mechilas, maybe I'm speaking Lashon Hara. It's become so normal. So the Chofetz Chaim, it's not an Aveira. It's like a Midus Chasidus. It's like, oh, that's for like the Choshev people. That's for like, you know, the real Tzaddikim and the Rebbes and the Rosh Hashivas. It's not for people like us. It's the regular people. It's not really an Aveira. I feel me double double shenir la kosher Lashon Hara Mechilas Gemura. Let's say you really speak lowly and badly against somebody else. Somebody's going to ask you, how can you speak that Lashon Hara? That's going to tell you. What are you going to say? Oh, there you go. You come to make me a great tzaddik. What do you think I am? Some big Rosh Hashiva, some big Rebbe, some big Baal Matrega? That I can't speak Lashon Hara. But I can't speak Lashon Hara. Do me a favor. That's not for me. That's for like the fummies. Because it becomes so hefka, it's so dangerous, says the Chofetz Chaim. It's become so normal that if someone tells you, oh, by the way, I think that's Lashon Hara, you know what you're going to say? Either you'll use one of the options we said previously, it's true, or him you're allowed, or whatever it is, all the sorts of reasons, or you'll use this mahalach. And then it's not really an aveira, it's midas chasidus, it's a chumra, it's not for people like me. And therefore, because of that, it's become so hefka, says the Chofetz Chaim. I have another reason. Unfortunately, until the time of the Chofetz Chaim's life, there was no one place that you could see and learn all the halachas of Hilchos Shmiras HaLashon. It's all over Shas, it's all over Rishonim. They really told us the halachas. It wasn't spelled out clearly to us. So Chofetz Chaim has explained to us two things. Number one, Why is it that people speak it if it's so bad and it's such a chomor and causes tremendous things? So Chofetz Chaim explains that is because people look at it as a choshuva thing for choshuva people. It's midas chasinus, it's a chomor. It's not meant for the regular person. It's become so normal, that's how we think. Number two, the Yetzer Hara normally gets you. Either he tells you it's okay, you're allowed, or he'll make you say, well, everything you say anyway is Lashon Hara, so you may as well not speak, and therefore everybody can't manage with that, and therefore we speak Lashon Hara anyway. But says the Chofetz Chaim, now Baruch Hashem, we have something sitting in front of us right now tonight, and that is a sefer called Sefer Chofetz Chaim v'Shmiras HaLoshon, which the Chofetz Chaim says is what is so necessary, is what people were lacking, and because of that lacking was the reason that unfortunately people do not have a grasp on the halachas, even though they're all over Shas and Rishonim. But here now we have a clear understanding, a clear psak, a clear halach of how to learn the halachas and how to teach us how to do better. And this Be'ez Hashem will be something which we'll be going through, and Be'ez Hashem will give us the schus and the siyat and the shmaya to make sure that we stop speaking Lashon Hara.